little bunny Foo-Foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Down came the fairy godmother, and she said, little bunny Foo-Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. I'm going to give you three chances, and if you don't learn to behave, I'm going to turn you into a goon. So the next day, little bunny Foo-Foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Down came the fairy godmother, and she said, little bunny Foo-Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. I'm going to give you two more chances, and if you don't learn to behave, I'm going to turn you into a goon. So the next day, little bunny Foo-Foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Down came the fairy godmother, and she said, little bunny Foo-Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. I'm going to give you one more chance, and if you don't learn to behave, I'm going to turn you into a goon. So the next day, little bunny Foo-Foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Down came the fairy godmother, and she said, I gave you three chances, and you did not learn to behave. So now, I'm going to turn you into a goon, and zap! The moral of the story is, hair today, goon tomorrow.